If you have your Bible this morning, want to look at it with us. We'll look at Romans chapter number 8. The Bible says in verse 33, Romans chapter number 8 and verse 33, the Bible says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth." We'll preach just a little while this morning, you might have guessed, on justification. Justification. Now, Noah Webster's definition of justification, the meaning is a sinner is cleared of all guilt, freed of every charge, as though he had never sinned at all. Amen. What a blessing that is. You know why that's such a blessing? Because the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us, even these little old youngins, have committed sins. Amen. They may have not come to the age of accountability. And what that is, that only God knows. I think in different maturity, that different kids can come into an age of accountability at different stages. Amen. When they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they realize that they are an old sinner that needs to be saved, and they can come to a place where they realize that, and they bow on their face and ask God to forgive them of their sins. Amen. Justification is a sinner that's cleared from all guilt. Amen. But we know we're all guilty. Amen. You might say we're guilty of sin, and we're guilty of sin. But God Almighty made a way through Jesus Christ our Lord that we might be saved. You say, "Preacher, what is that source?" The Bible said it is God who justifies. Amen. It's God that gives us a clear bill of health, if you will. He said, you know, that was that thing that was sick in sin has been recovered of their sinfulness. Praise God, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've come out from under that sin, that bondage of sin. Do you know, sin is like a yoke, it's like a bondage, it's like handcuffs, it's like shackles. Sin holds you, and it holds you down, it holds you back, it keeps you from pressing on, it keeps you from having all the goodness and the mercy that God has for you and me. It keeps us from enjoying the grace of God, that unmerited favor of God, whereby we are saved through faith. And boy, we appreciate that today. God does that for you, and He does it for me. He brings us to a place where we can just magnify and give God the glory and the grace and the praise and the glorification that He deserves. But He said that there's nobody can lay anything to charge of God's elect. Amen. They people may accuse you. And let me just say this. There's a whole lot of folks out there that know how you are. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that knows how I am. Brother Jeff, there's a whole lot of folks that know how I used to be. Amen. See, and I told him Sunday school, that's what the devil does a lot of times. He brings back your past. He'll constantly bring back your past and show your past. I try to keep you thinking about the future. A future holds some magnificent things for a child of God. Those that's been justified by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, just as if we're never sinned. That means we've been made clean and pure and righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood of Christ has been applied to your life. Praise the Lord. You've come out clean. And it's amazing how the red blood of Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse us from our sin and make us white as snow.
Amen.
Amen. All those things in your past that everybody wants to bring up. Now, I remember a while back we had a class reunion. Now, I'm not going to tell you how many years it was, but those folks that was there remember how I used to be. Amen. How I used to be. Amen. I bet you if you get back to your class reunion now, there's a whole lot of people there that remember how you used to be. How you used to act and react in different situations, and how you used to act out, and how you used to do things that probably wasn't too saintly. Amen. Now don't get quiet on me now, praise God. We've all been there.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I don't recognize anybody in here that's perfect. We've all sinned, come short, praise God, and people bound to bring it up on you. But praise God, ain't it good that you can tell them now, said, praise God, I'm not that person that I used to be. Hey, praise God, hey, something happened to me, something changed me, praise the Lord. I was saved by the marvelous grace, Lord Jesus Christ, and He lives in my heart. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that testimony that we have in Him. You say, well, what is that source? The Bible says the source of that is God. He gave His only begotten Son that through Him we might have salvation, that we might be saved. So, preacher, who are we saved from? We're saved from ourselves. Amen. Amen. We were in a snare of the devil, praise God, and I'm afraid he caught a whole lot of us. We were ensnared by the devil, praise God. And it took the Lord Jesus Christ to get us out of that snare, to release the trap of the devil, praise God, that we might be set free. Amen. And when you're free in Christ, praise God, you're free indeed. Amen. Praise God. Don't let the devil hold you back, because the source, praise God, of our release is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in God, God Almighty. He does that for us. Praise God. The source of where we're at. Amen. If you look at Romans chapter number 3. Now, I'm just going to march through Romans this morning and just show you the justification of God Almighty. What God has done for you and me. Romans chapter 3 verse 25. Listen to what he says. He says, whom God has sent forth as to be the proof. Well, go back to verse 23. He said, for all sin to come short of glory of God. That's what we told you about a minute ago. He said, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. How do we get redeemed? Jesus is a redeemer, the one that purchased us back, the one that bought us back. You was on the auction block of sin, being sold, going once, going twice. And Jesus stepped up, praise God, if you've been saved, and said, praise the Lord. He said, I'll buy them. I'll pay the price for their sinfulness. I'll buy them unto myself. I'll take them unto myself. I'll take charge of them from now. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Yeah. Jesus said, I'll take control of them. I'll take charge of them now, and I'll begin to be the Lord God of my. I'll be the master. See, we was living under the master of sin. Sold under sin. Amen. The devil was praise God, had purchased, was trying to buy us. I mean, he already had us, and he put us on the auction block. He didn't think nothing about you. Let me tell you something, young people. The devil don't care nothing about you today. Amen. Praise God. The sinfulness of this world don't care nothing about you. The devil hates your guts. The devil would like to see you destroyed, because he knows that destroying humanity, it breaks the heart of God. That's why the world that we live in is trying to destroy the human race. Amen. They're trying to destroy the human race, because if they can destroy the human race, praise God, they can break the heart of God. But God ain't going to have no part of that, praise God. God created us, and He promised that He would keep us. Amen, praise God, that God would be the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. And I'm glad I serve a God that's that way. Ain't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins. That's the putting away of. I'm glad my sins are gone. Amen. Praise God. My sins are behind me. My sins. I've asked the Lord to forgive me. Now let me tell you, this is a tactic of the devil that he uses against you and me. He keeps bringing up your sinfulness, those things that you've done in your past that you know was wrong. And the devil keeps bringing those up to you so he can keep you defeated. But praise God, the devil, let me just say this, the devil is a defeated foe. He was defeated on the cross of Calvary. He was defeated when Jesus rose up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. The sting of death has been, praise God, overcome. Amen. So the devil is a defeated foe when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The remission of sins, your sin, praise God, when we ask God to forgive us and we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to cover them with His blood, amen, those stains are behind us. Don't let the devil in this whole world keep bringing your sin up. Amen. Well, now, but let me just say this now. If you continue in that sin, then there's no remission of them if they're still there. They're still ahead of you. Amen. You're like a pig that returns to the wallah. Amen. You take a pig and you can clean them up, but they sure like to roll in the mud. Amen. So you clean them up, get them just as pretty as they can be, but when you turn them back in the loft, they're going to go back that mud. But he said, we're not supposed to be like that, praise God. When Jesus cleans us up, we're supposed to let Him keep us clean. Amen. Praise God. That's that remission of sins. That's putting that sin behind us and never going back to it. Praise the Lord. Asking the Lord every day to help us, keep us from our sinfulness. Praise God. So He was that price that was paid. Amen. Praise God. For the remission of sins to put away that are passed through the forbearance of God. In other words, God's holding back all that stuff now. Praise God. He's saying, listen, all that was in the past. It's cast for forgetfulness. See, forgetfulness not to be remembered against you. The devil will bring it up. People may bring it up, but God's already forgot about it. Amen. Praise God. So you can move on. I can move on. It's God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ is the source, praise God, of that forgetfulness. Amen. I won't say we don't serve a forgetful God. He knows, praise God, exactly who we are. He knows why you do what you do. Amen. Even today, he knows that. But he's there to help you, praise the Lord, if we'll let him. Amen. You say, so if he's the source, then who are the reciprocants of this justification? Just those that just as if they had never sinned. I'm glad you asked that question. Look at Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse number 5. He says this, but to them that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. He said, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's through God's grace, through faith, just believing, praise God, trusting in what God tells us. Amen. Let me just say this, the Word of God, the Bible, our Bible is the Word of God. It's God-breathed, it's inspired, it's God-breathed. God breathed to these men and they penned her down as God give it to them. They didn't write on their own accord. They didn't write what they thought. These are not men's opinions. I had one lady tell me one time, said, well, preacher, I ain't going to listen to none of that because just a bunch of old male chauvinist men that just wrote down what they wanted to do to keep us under control. I said, no, this is not men's opinions. This is God Almighty speaking to you and me, men and women alike, that he might give us the encouragement we need in these last days that we live. He said, but he that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth. He said, it's not what we do, not of works, lest we should boast. Amen. I can't do nothing without him because he told me so and I believe it. But I'm glad I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, what Paul said. Amen. We have the power in the righteousness of God. He said, it's him that justifieth, praise God, that he is the one that justifieth. Amen. Praise God. Believing on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted as for righteousness. It's righteous. It's our faith that makes us right with God. When we believe and trust what God says. We're living a day and hour. Nobody wants to believe God no more. We'll believe every politician. We'll believe everybody out there just lies and lies and lies and tells more lies. Yeah. Amen. Everybody trying to get what they want. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's righteous. Amen. A God that can't lie is speaking to us. And praise God, he's justified us, praise God, through through the Word of God, through the power of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the justifying, praise God, that's counted for righteousness to us. That means it's put on your account. Amen. That Lord Jesus Christ said, you know what? The recipient is those that I've checked off their name. Praise God. They've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. They've accepted what I did for them on Calvary. They're accepted the call that I have on them. They're trying to walk in a Godward way. And I'm just a blessing them and helping them to do that. And it's in the power of God Almighty. Praise God. He said it. We're done. And it's through that faith. We're trusting, putting our faith and trust in him that we have the righteous God. That's it's right in his eyes. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? He goes on and says, as a recipient of Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. He said, but God commendeth his love toward us. How did God commend his love to us? Amen. Listen to this. In that, while we were yet sinners. While we were yet sinners. What, do you love old sinners? Huh? Sometimes it's hard to love old sinners, ain't it? But he said here, but God commendeth his love or demonstrate his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, you and me, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. It wasn't after you got saved that Christ died for you. It wasn't after you got saved, after you started living right that Christ died for you. Christ died for your sins when you was an old sinner, lost without God, going in your own pernicious ways. And it said, listen, on that Wednesday night I got saved, I wasn't looking for God. God came to where I was. He reached down further than I could reach up, got me by the hand, pulled me out of the muck and the mire and told me that he loved me. Amen. Praise God. And when I seen that he loved me, praise God, I said, praise God that he can, and I realized that he could forgive me of my sins. Thank God that he did. Praise the Lord. It said he lifted me up out of there and gave me a place with him. He said, Christ died for us, for me and you. Amen. He died for us. That's you, friend. Amen. The devil will tell you, well, preacher, Jesus didn't do nothing for me. Jesus died for you. If you're the only human being in this world, Jesus died for you. Amen. Just like he died for me. You say, well, preacher, you just don't know how bad I've been. No, but Jesus does. And he said, I died for you. He said, the Bible says he died for our sins, mine and yours. that through him, praise God, we might be the recipient, a reciprocant of justification. Just as if we had never sinned, even though we know that we're all wicked sinners. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, how does it, he said that God manifest itself, God commended or demonstrated. How did he do that? I'm glad you asked that. Look at Romans chapter number 3, verse 24 again. He said, being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He said, praise God, it's through grace, the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God that we are justified. Just as if we didn't sin, even though we know we have. And then we probably will again, amen. And we'll probably have to bow and say, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. You know, preacher, I don't think, as a fellow told me one time, a young preacher, I was preaching way down Madison County up on the mountain, and it was between Sunday school and preaching, and it was a little different church. They had a little break between Sunday school and preaching so that that they could do different things that they needed to do to take care of some habits. Amen. And we had a little 10-minute break there, and a fellow come in, a young preacher, and he said, preacher, I've come to a conclusion. I said, well, you have. I said, what's that, brother? He said, I've come to a conclusion that since I've got saved, I don't have to repent no more. Amen. And I just sat there. I was kind of looking through my praying, kind of meditating on what the Lord had for us to say that morning. And I just sat there, kept meditating. And he sat there a few minutes and didn't say nothing. And he said, well, what do you got to say about that? I said, well, let me just say this. When I was an old lost sinner, I didn't realize that I needed to repent because I didn't think I was doing nothing wrong. And I said, I'm surely not going to repent no more, no less now than I needed to then. Amen. And say, I realize I'm an old sinner, and praise God, I realize I mess up all the time. I fail and come short and break the heart of my God and make Him sad. And praise God, when I think, when He brings it to my attention that I've done that, I praise God, through conviction of my soul, I'm going to say, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. I'm going to get it behind me. I'm going to get it covered by the blood so I can go on for God's glory. Amen. Praise God, I'm headed for a destination. In heaven, one day in a little while, I'm going to enter into the portals of glory, and I'm going to go in pure and spotless in the blood of the Lamb, praise God, with the help of the Lord, having looking to do what brings glory and honor to His name, and don't break His heart. Amen. I want to go in like the Savior and be well pleasing unto the Lord. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Boy, I'd like to have Lord Jesus be able to say that about me, wouldn't you? Hey, God. It's through grace, praise God, the manifestation of grace that we see this taking place. We see it play out through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God, the price, to be delivered by a price. And the price was the death on the cross of Calvary for my sins and yours. And you say, well, preacher, what did it take? It took the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 9. The Bible says this, much more then, being now justified by His blood. How are we justified? How are we made just as if we had never sinned? How is our guilt put behind us? How is our guilt moved away? How can we stand with assurance and say, praise God, I'm a child of God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved me, because He shed His blood on the cross. Somebody told me a while back. Said, well, preacher, it ain't about the blood. The blood don't make no difference. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no putting away. There's no getting rid of. But because Jesus Christ, He shed His blood freely on the cross of Calvary. And because He did that, praise God, the remission of sin is made available through the blood of our Savior. Glory. Hallelujah. And if you get in trouble, if you need help, praise the Lord. And you know what we ought to do when we mess up and we confess our sin? We ought to just plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover a multitude of sins. Praise God. It took that and took Lord Jesus Christ in that to make it all better. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see the manifestation. It through grace. We see it through the blood. Look at 1 John. 1 John chapter number 1. Verse number 7. He said, but if you walk in the light as He, Christ, is the light. He didn't say He was a light. Let me make that clear. Jesus Christ is the light. Amen. If you walk outside of Him, you're walking in darkness. But he said he is the light. We said we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, praise, cleanses us from all sin. Now notice that word cleanseth. That means continual. That blood is continually cleansing us. The blood of Jesus Christ is continually washing us and cleansing us and keeping us pure and white and whole and healthy. Amen. In the eyes of an almighty God. And he says he cleanseth us, me and you, from just some of our sins. No, it doesn't say that. If you've got that, if it says that, you've got the wrong book. It said cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. All sin, past, present, and future. Praise God. For God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said we're cleansed by grace, manifested by grace. We're cleansed by grace. We're cleansed by blood. We're cleansed by the power of an almighty God. The manifestation. But that manifestation again said it's through faith in God Almighty. Romans chapter 3 verse 28. Now I know I'm jumping around a lot, but we won't cover a whole lot in a short time. He said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified. Now watch this, by faith. What is faith? That's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is that, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's believing what God says. Amen? So we're justified by believing what God says without the deeds of the law. In other words, it's not about what we do, but it's about what God done through us through Christ Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Through the blood, through grace, through the blood, through faith, we attain to those things that God has for us. And he said that's free gifts. And the thing about it doesn't cost. I told the church this morning, Sunday school, I can give you a piece of paper with things that you got to do front and back. And I can say, look, if you do all these things front and back, one at a time, if you do every one of them, then you'll get to go to heaven one day. And I could broadcast that abroad, and I guarantee you they'd be lined up at the door for miles to get a copy so they could start their bucket list. But the Bible says all we got to do is through faith believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that He come and He lived and He loved and He died on the cross, County, shed His blood for it. He said then we get to go to heaven. Amen. The Bible says it's so simple a little child could do it. We need simplicity in the world in which we live today. The simplicity of Christ Jesus. Amen. Through faith. He goes on in Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1. He said, therefore. He said, because this, he's being justified by faith. Praise God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How do we get peace with God? The Bible said when we're in our sin, then we're at enmity with God. We're enemies of God. He said, preacher, why would I be an enemy of God? Because we're going against what He says. And we do in contrary to what His Word says. This is God. What did I just say earlier? That this is breathed of God. This is God's Word to me and you, to humanity. You know why the world's in a mess it is? We've got away from this. I said in 1992, they said that 91% of people in America confess to be Christian. Have some form of Christianity. They said in 2021, they said that only 54% of people in America profess to have some sort of Christianity. Can you see where we're divided? Can you see what's happening to these United States in which we live? They're being divided. They're not united anymore. We used to be united in God we trust. Amen. We've lost that. We better get our families. We better grab a hold of them. We better get them to God. We better keep them with God. Amen. Or we're going to lose them altogether. Amen. A few years, you won't even recognize who we are without Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. They said this past week, I read an article, and it said that now there's only 34% of Americans profess Christianity. From 2001... to 2003, it took us years and years. 2023, it took us years to go from 90-some percent down to 54. But a little over, in 2 years, we went from 54% down to 20, or 30, whatever it was, 34%. Amen? We're sliding backwards. We're giving up on God. Amen? Praise God, but God ain't giving up on us. Praise the Lord. He hasn't given up on us, and He won't if we'll keep our trace and trust in Him. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where peace comes from. Peace that passes understanding, peace that we can't even understand. When you're going through hardships, when you're going through surgeries, when you're going through affliction, when you're going through hardships in this world, praise God, and you just say, like Miss G says all the time, just bow your head and say, Jesus, 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 and the darkness has to flee, and that marvelous light moves in, and you have peace down in your soul, glory, hallelujah, and maybe the things around you haven't changed, the situation's still the same, but there's a peace that comes from knowing God. Justified, being justified in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. Amen. So we see the recipients of that. We see the manifestation of that. But we see the channel by which it comes in Romans chapter number 3. We read in verse 24. He said that redemption that is in Christ Jesus, said we're redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ is the only way, the only person by whom you can be saved. Amen. It's not just the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But He's not only the way, but He's the person. Amen. And who, by whom we are saved. It's through Jesus Christ and Him alone that we make our way unto the Lord. Just like we read in your hearing in verse, in chapter number 5, verse number 1, praise God. He said that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, salvation and peace, joy, hope, all the happiness in this world. You know, happiness comes from what comes, I've said many, many times, happiness comes from what happens. You can be happy one minute and sad the next, right? And that happens all the time. I mean, that can happen several times a day. But joy comes from the Lord, praise God. When we get the joy of the Lord living in our heart, then we can be happy. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to smile. Amen. God wants us to laugh. The Bible said laughter is like a medicine. It does you good. Amen. We ought to laugh, praise God. We ought to rejoice in the things of God. And the channel that we have to do that is through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. He gives us that channel. Not only give a channel to everybody, but then in Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 38. Look what He says. Acts chapter 13, verse 38. He said, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Amen. He said, through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be justified. You can't be justified by the things you do. You can't be justified by the help you give. And it's good to help people. Don't get me wrong. We need to help everywhere that we can when opportunities, and God will bless you. Praise God for it. Amen. But you'll not get into heaven through the works that you do. The only good thing that you can do that'll get you to heaven is receive the Lord Jesus Christ and make Him your Lord and Savior to seek you. Praise God. His right. Righteousness, and do that brings glory and honor to His name. That one day, praise God, you'll be lifted up in heaven. Amen. That you'll be presented to the Father. Praise God for His glory. Amen. So you do these things according to what Book of Romans says and done the justification. And we see the things that take place and we realize a result. As a result of what happens in this, in these actions, that what we do. You know, the old thing in physics says for every action there's an opposite but equal reaction. Everything has an action and a reaction. And when we act on Lord Jesus Christ, we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the reaction, the action that comes out of it is faith believing, even to the redeeming of the soul. And again, in Romans chapter number 3 and verse 24, he said, we're redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the blood of Christ that redeems us. That's what buys us. He is the only way to heaven. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. Amen. Praise God. He is the creator of the things of this world, and He created, praise God, a way that me and you could be saved. The redemption, Lord Jesus Christ. He is not only is He the result, praise God, of redemption, but He's also a result of peace. In Romans chapter number 5, He said that's where our peace comes from. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. Amen. We have peace. Who? With God. He said, so the result, praise God, of justification is now me and you have peace with God. We're not an enemy no more. Amen. We're at peace with God. Amen. We've done right. We've accepted Him and He's accepted us and we're one. There's a oneness between us and God. Is there a oneness between you and God this morning? Amen. A oneness where you believe in Him, you trust in Him, praise God, through faith, believing in Him and what Christ done for you on the cross, and there's a oneness now. You used to have enmity. Remember when you was an old sinner living out there in the world? They was strife in your heart all the time, and God was a dealing with you. God was a trying to draw you, trying to get you closer to Him, trying to lead you in the path of righteousness, in that right path, trying to get you on that straight and narrow. He said, "He is a way that's straight. There's a narrow path, but He said there's also a broad way that leads to destruction." He said, "Many go in thereat. I mean, we don't go down that broad road." But through justification through the Lord Jesus Christ, the result, praise God, is that peace with God. Amen? And when we get that peace from God, then He says that we're delivered from the wrath of God. You know God's going to, one of these days, pretty soon we're going to get fed up with this mess. Amen? When people keep denying Him and rejecting Him and pushing Him away and profaning His name, one of these days God's going to say, you know what, that's enough. Amen. And the wrath of God is going to be poured out. But He said we'll be delivered from His wrath. Amen. And in Romans chapter 5, verse number 9. He said, for much more than being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath. How? Through Him. By faith. Amen. The wrath that's coming, one of these days God's going to turn loose. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. And Matthew said, listen, he said, when the earthquakes and all the things that we see taking place, all these things in diverse places, places that never happened before, the earthquakes and the storms, the tornadoes and the hurricanes that's happening all over the world, and then we've never seen it in this fashion before. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, it's time to wake up. Amen. When God begins to shake things up, I told you the other day they had that earthquake over in Syria, amen. In Syria, and said it was thousands killed, and said there had been several thousand aftershocks that just keep happening. They're living on a fault line. Iran is right on the fault. If I was them, I wouldn't be worried about nuclear weapons. I'd be worried about stabilizing my country, amen. Getting people in safe places. They live right on a fault. Amen. So they need the wrath of God one of these days. He's shaking it up. He's trying to get our attention, folks. Has He got your attention yet? Amen. Has He got your attention? Have you realized, praise God, that He's a God in heaven and that we're just people down here, praise God, and we need all the help we can get. And God manifests Himself. The result, praise God, of justification, we get to see the delivering from the wrath. We'll be delivered from the wrath of God. And we'll get to see a resurrection, praise God. In Romans chapter number 4 and verse 23, He says this. He said, now it was not written for His sake alone, but it was imputed to Him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed or put on our account, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord from the dead, which is God Almighty, Father. He said, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. He said, so, praise God, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ gives us proof positive that Jesus was He died for our sins. He shed His blood on Calvary for you and for me. And through that, praise God, the result of that and the justification that God give us through that, we have a peace with God and we have hope for the days ahead. Amen. A peace and a hope that comes from God. He raised Him. He was raised for our justification. That through Him we might be justified. That guilt was put away. Praise His name. Amen. You say, preacher, what does that mean? That one of these days, praise God, He's going to be glorified and we're going to be there to be glorified with Him. Romans chapter number 8, verse 16. The Bible says this. And I'm finished. Romans 8 and 16. He said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Ain't you glad it works that way? When you become a child of God, when you're born again, saved, the Spirit of God, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't, that's bigger than I am. how the very Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, lives in my heart and yours if you're saved. Amen. Now let me just say this. He goes with you everywhere you go, and He sees everything that you do. Amen. That ought to make a difference in the way that we live and makes a difference in what we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We become part of the family. Amen. Now listen to verse 17. He says, and if children, then heirs and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen. He said, what we do is we just keep saying, you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He said, and when people and different situations don't like it, He said, we'll just keep saying, you know, praise God, Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord and He's my helper. He's my stay. Amen. He's the one that takes care of me. He preserves me alive in this world that we live. Amen. And to the glorification, we'd be glorified together. Amen. You know how much heaven is given praise unto the Savior now, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God? But He says one day, He said, we're heirs and joint heirs. He said, there's coming a day that we're going to be glorified together with Him. Heirs and joint heirs with Christ through justification. Even though we're sinners, sinners exceed. We deserve hell is what we deserve. But because the Lord Jesus Christ calls it justification, we've received, praise God, one of these days we're going to receive the glory of God. I can't imagine that. All of mine belongs to Him. Amen. I ain't going to take no credit for any of it. Everything, all that Paul, as Paul would say, all that I am is because of Christ. Amen. I am what I am by the grace of God. All that we are today, children, is by the grace of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.